So the NFL lockdown seems to be immovable here in the United States, but football fans around the world don't care. You know why? This evening, Real Madrid faces Barcelona in probably one of the biggest rivalries in global football. We call it soccer here, in the Clásico match. It's a match that everyone who is a football fan will be watching around the world. And Sarah Rainsford, who joins us, a BBC Madrid correspondent. The rivalry between Real Madrid and Barcelona is one thing in football, but the rivalry between Castilian Spain and the Catalans of Barcelona go way, way, way back. What's riding on this match, Sarah?
Well, there's a huge amount. As you said, it's not just about football. It is about politics and it's about history here in Spain. There's so much in the recent history of Spain is, you know, so many things that overlap here. And it's very true of football. I should just say that this isn't just one derby match that we're going to see tonight. This is actually the third of four matches, four encounters between Barcelona and Real Madrid within 18 days. So it's the most that they've met in such a short space of time ever in history. So there's a huge amount of football passions flying around this country at the moment.
What's the record so far? Who's got the edge in the series so far?
The most recent match was in the cup, the Copa del Rey, the King's Cup here, and that was won by Madrid. It was 1-0 to Madrid. It was an excellent match, a fantastic match. And at 4 o'clock in the morning here in Madrid, the fans were lining the streets of the city, waiting for their team to come home in the champions bus. So they brought the cup back to Madrid, and it was a huge event, even though it was 4 o'clock in the morning. So there's a lot of people who are here in Madrid and in Barcelona, across Spain and across the world, will be watching this match because it's fantastic football. These are really two of the best teams in the world at the moment. But there is so much history, as you said. It's not just about football. Catalonia, the Barcelona side is about Catalan identity. It's about the regional identity. It's about how Catalonia was repressed under General Franco, the dictatorship of Franco, for so many years. It's about reasserting that national identity through football. For many people, Real Madrid are seen as the club that were very closely associated with the dictatorship. It was General Franco's favourite team. And there's this apocryphal story about the 1940s, one encounter between the two teams. The first match, Barcelona had won 3-0. Apparently, before the second match took place, some members of Franco's security services entered the Barcelona dressing room and had a few words. We don't quite know what was said, but what we do know is that in that second match, Barcelona lost 11-1. So, the association with the establishment here, with the regime in Madrid, is very is something that's played up an awful lot. So it is about politics as well as football, but it is fantastic football too.
It's not just it's the forces of good and evil, Sarah Rainsford. Right? It's even bigger than politics.
It depends which side of the fence you sit on in political terms, but huge rivalry, definitely.
In business terms, these are two of the most valuable sports brands in the history of the world, right?
They are. I mean, and also don't forget, Spain won the World Cup as well. So there's a lot of money riding on the Champions League match, which this is, and certainly on whoever makes it to the final. But I think, you know, I've been speaking to fans here and they say it's about much more than the money. It's about the game. And people have said to me in Madrid here, of course, they're rather partisan, but they've said if Real Madrid can beat Barcelona in the semi-final, it's much important to do that, much more important to do that than actually to win the Champions League itself in the final. Well, so that's how big and how deep the rivalry goes.
That's what's on the line, the El Clásico soccer match. This evening, it's in prime time in Spain, but it's mid-afternoon here in the United States at Bernabeu Stadium in Real Madrid's home ground. Real Madrid versus Barcelona. Sarah Rainsford, BBC Madrid correspondent. Thanks so much.